This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're starting to get into that fall, almost winter feel. I saw snowflakes the other day. Way too early for that, I'll tell you. And they're saying maybe possibly this week. For that New England area, it's cold. It's really cold out there. You know, we finally starting to get a little bit of that cold weather getting into the fall. Having a few of those freezes on the ground here. We were lucky for most of New England to not have really many frosts during that fall season. When it came to, you know, pumpkins and mums, etc., they kind of lasted a little bit longer. They didn't have as many cold nights as we've had normal years, if you will. But you know, we're starting to feel that November weather. You know, it's November 10th, so we're starting to feel that cold out there. So we should definitely be thinking that winter thoughts here. Yesterday I was sitting in the house and heard a truck pull up, and I thought it was out at my house. So I looked out the window and I saw my next door neighbor actually was getting their snowblower back. They thought ahead of time, got it out there, got it serviced. You know, so they're ready for winter, but you know, maybe physically they're getting ready, but mentally I don't think we'll ever be ready for snow. So you know, as my father always used to say, that's the poor man's fertilizer. But I'd like to wait a little bit for that poor man's fertilizer, if we could. Kind of wait till I don't know, January. Let's wait some time here. I like having a little bit of time to clean up. I know last week I did my entire yard clean up with leaves, and after the week we had, it looks like I did nothing. It's perfect. So I'm sure some of you have done the same at this point. As we know, it's that time of year when you're trying to get that yard cleaned, and the cold weather, the rain, the leaves just keep dropping. You know, I was looking, a lot of the maples still have a lot of leaves out there. Some of the maples are some of the last ones to drop. It's like you just want to say, all right, come on, let's go. You know, I want to get this over with. I want to get this cleaned up. But, you know, that's just one of those things that you kind of just deal with and hope for the best when it comes to it. I know, you know, later today, it's actually supposed to warm up nicely, supposed to get close to 50. So it'd be a nice, great day to get out there and get the yard cleaned up, get everything finalized. You know, like I've said, you know, you don't have to take all the leaves away if you want. You can leave them around some of your gardens, some of your perennials, some of your, you know, shrubs and trees, etc. But, you know, it's just one of those things where a lot of people just like to clean up the leaves, get rid of them, have that nice, fresh, clean look. I like that myself. I personally will try and clean out everything I can, get that nice look and not have to worry about it. Last week I did a lot of the cleanup. I brought it down to a corner of my yard. And it's interesting. I always bring them into the corner of the yard. I have a nice spot in the corner that's low, so I can blow everything right into that corner. And when I was cleaning it up the other day, like I said, everything always goes there. You look at the soil, and the soil is just becoming so nice. It's a really shady area, so I don't have a lot of growth coming out of there when it comes to like a lawn, which I've accepted the fact. I haven't really wanted to do anything much there anyways. I wanted to, over time, build up that corner. And like I said, I've put tons of leaves down there, and the soil is just dark, rich soil. So, you know, I put so much of the leaves there for this year. I'm hoping to break down again, because every year once I get over there in the spring, it's like nothing's there again. So I just keep adding that. Almost it's like it's my own little compost area without really pushing the composting to try and make it you know, level out a little bit there. It's going to almost take forever. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say I'm doing this. It's going to be the instant type gratification, but I noticed that by leaving the leaves there, it just can slowly compost and actually adds to the soil, protects down there. I did it in another area last year, and I never touched the leaves all season this year. I was just looking up there as well, and the soil is just becoming a little bit more rich there. Not as many leaves have been composting. You know, that's just me. I know a lot of you would like to bag them up and get rid of them. If you don't have an area to store them like I do, you know, bagging them up and getting them out into the compost, you know, the community compost pins or piles or, you know, that type of thing. That's, you know, that's a great way to do it too. Add to the system, add to everything out there. But, like I said, for me, I have an area, so it's nice. I can actually push some things over there and hope that it's going to do well for me. So got a lot of things we can discuss today. You know, we have some great have a great interview coming up with CN from D&D Commodities in regards to birding. I know those who have been listening for years know CN. Her and my father had a great relationship, and when it came to birding, my father was really into birding, knew a lot about it because his father was before. And that was one thing I always wanted to do, but never really did, unfortunately. And so we're going to get into it a little bit. And for those of you who haven't really birded, give you some ideas how to pick the feeder, where to put the feeder in the yard, etc. I think it'll be very nice. And then we'll get into a few more things. But those of you who have listened before know CN. So it'll be very, very informative. Because I think it's we're getting into that season. It's a very popular thing to do. But definitely taking care of those birds that are around this time of year is something to be thinking about. So she'll be joining us a little bit later today. We can take any of your phone calls. I mentioned the phone number before, but our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you can take any of your calls, indoor plants or out. I know a lot of the plants indoors now that it's starting to get colder. Some of the other areas in the country that we broadcast on still probably have a few of those out. I know I can tell you the, you know, one of the stations we have here, the Virgin Islands, which will come on in another hour or two here. But I know they're not putting some of these houseplants away when they're in a zone 12. So, but, you know, that's just one of the things we're doing in New England. You probably have all your houseplants in just based on the past week having some real cold temperatures, heavier rains, snow in the forecast. So we can talk about anything that's happening there. You know, we've talked about it the past few weeks. You know, fungus gnats, what to do with those. Those little flies that are flying around the soil. You think they're, you know, fruit flies, but they're not. A couple other, you know, things that are happening on the inside. Hopefully you've had a chance to spray them. There's a lot of organic sprays that are not going to affect you, obviously, indoors. Some neem oils, all-season oils, Captain Jacks, those types of things. You know, figuring out the watering going forward from the inside because of the heat. You know, you kind of want to have some of these plants have a dormancy period so you're not watering them as often. We can go over a few of those. We can even talk about a few specific plants later on in the show if we don't have any questions. But a lot of things are open on the table. Anything you guys want to talk about has to do with gardening. But definitely thinking about, you know, getting ready for winter. It is on its way. Tuesday, possible snow. So, yikes. It's that thing we don't want to talk about, but always happens around now. So, definitely something to think about. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's a bit cold this morning, but it's going to warm up today and tomorrow into the 50s. And this is the perfect time to be thinking of protecting your evergreens. You know, there's a lot of products out there to protect them with antitranspirants to hold that moisture into the plant each and every year during this time. It's something to protect them. You know, it's ideal for use on rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, laurels, even Christmas trees and wreaths. We're starting to get into that time, too. But it definitely keeps that outside layer of the plant. It keeps it covered and protected. Keep that moisture in the plant where we want it to stay versus coming out of it. You know, we're worrying about those the cold winds and the hot, you know, times. It's just, you know, when the sun heats up is what I mean by that hot time. The sun heats up on the plant. If there's snow underneath it, that reflection by having something like wiltproof. Wiltproof is going to hold that moisture in. It helps them just keep the plant nice and safe. So you're not worrying about, you know, your evergreens over the winter. Wiltproof comes in multiple sizes. So ready-to-use trigger spray, 1 quart concentrate, 1 gallon concentrate, and 5 gallon concentrate. So it all depends on, you know, what you have for plants, how many you have. Sometimes that ready-to-use is the easiest way. But they'll definitely be able to help you out. If you have any questions, you can go to their website. It's www.wiltproof.com. And it's definitely something to be doing. You want to do it when it's above 40. And the next couple days, we're looking to get into the 50s at some point in the day. I was looking at the weather just now. That temperature between like 12 and 3 o'clock is going to be where it's the highest and nicest. So definitely something to be thinking about, because this is going to protect those rhododendrons. I know, you know, this spring we had a lot of rhododendrons azaleas that just looked like they got really hit hard. And it was because of some of that winter damage. So this wilt proof is going to help keep that moisture in there, help protect them, so you don't have to worry about them as much. You know, you might worry about having to replace them is the biggest thing here. And this is going to help you with that. It's not going to, you know, it's not a cure-all, but it is awesome for it. And what does it? It just puts that protective coating on the outside of the leaf. Doesn't hurt any of the plant growth. Doesn't hurt anything to do with the plant. Just really holds that moisture in there. So that's something we're looking to do this year. Again, you should be looking at putting some wilt proof on your evergreens. Again, it's rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, laurels. And in a couple weeks, we can be doing the Christmas trees and the wreaths. Anytime you're bringing something indoors, I know a lot of, you know, if you're trying to decorate a mantle or table for Christmas or Thanksgiving, and you get some of those evergreens in there, by spraying some of that wilt proof is going to hold them in there. Your house is going to be a lot warmer than indoors. This is going to help just keep that moisture in there and make them last longer. And Christmas wreaths, you're putting those out, make them last a little bit longer. It's definitely something to be thinking about. You know, we're getting to that time we start decorating outside. We've got a, you know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. It's a little bit late this year, so you might start to see some greens popping up a little bit earlier out in the yards on the stoop or the steps. Start getting into those patio planters that are outside. If you want to put some greens in them, this is the time to do it, because we're starting to get some of that cold later in the week. It's going to be cold again. So definitely getting ready for, you know, that winter holiday, you know, or that winter season, if you will. It's not just about, you know, decorating for Christmas, but having some of those greens in pots outside and making it look like there's something else alive out there, and just giving something to brighten it up with some bright colors will definitely help for that winter season. So definitely something to be looking into and thinking about. If you have any questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break when we get back. More information for you on what to do now. Right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two key Trump administration officials have told impeachment investigators that they witnessed White House discussions with Ukraine, a meeting in the White House for an investigation of Joe Biden and his son. Meanwhile, President Trump continued his attack on the whistleblower.
So the whistleblower is a disgrace to our country, a disgrace. And the whistleblower, because of that, should be revealed.
The president's accusations about the whistleblower prompted the person's attorney to send a cease and desist letter to the White House, warning that as a direct consequence of the president's irresponsible rhetoric, their client's physical safety is now a significant concern. The lawyer for former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he has brand new information that may be relevant in the impeachment inquiry about meetings and conversations related to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's Veterans Day weekend. Veterans Day will be celebrated tomorrow. It's observed on November 11th. Every year, a lot of history there of why there were a lot of different things that had happened on the 11th of November, being, you know, on the 11th hour, certain things happened in wars, etc. But, you know, today, this weekend and tomorrow is a day to celebrate our veterans and thank them for everything that they've ever done for us. Without our veterans, this country wouldn't be what it is today. So you see a veteran out there, thank them for what they've done for us. Celebrate them. You know, we have different holidays, obviously. You know, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and you know, there's a difference in the two. We celebrate in both of them, celebrate our veterans and our military on both of them. But this is one for, you know, honoring those veterans who went to war, did something for us, you know, took their life in their own hands and tried to protect us. So it's about thanking them and celebrating them. So, you know, happy Veterans Day, as they are very important to us. And I thank every single one of them that did anything to help keep this country safe, near and far. So, you know, again, happy Veterans Day, or as it was originally known, Armistice Day. So, when, like I said, you see a veteran, thank them. They are what makes this country great, so thank them. Moving on to a few other things. I talked about this a little bit earlier, of what to, you know, look at for your house plants that are coming indoors, your systemic house plant products. And one of them that I've talked about, I don't know, a million times, is specifically called that, systemic houseplant insect control. And it'll take care of so many different insects. You know, some of the ones that we worry about the most in the house, aphids, there's scale, there's some mealybugs, there's white flies, thrips, you know, and that fungus gnat like I talked about. So it does take care of a lot. It's a systemic control. What it does is it'll actually, it's a granular, little granular that you mix into the soil, water in, and it will help get rid of those. It'll systemically go into the plant, clean it up, and be able to actually protect it for up to 8 weeks. If you have like existing, you know, the fungus gnats or things like that, those first one, that first one that's on the plant is actually not going to be taken care of right away. This is for future. This is for ones that, you know, if they're not there, you're helping protect it and keep it for that. So if you do have some of the, you know, aphids, white flies, mealybugs, etc. already on there, you're going to have to use like a 1-2 punch. So using the systemic houseplant for the long term, you know, for a couple months. But right now, spraying it with like a neem oil or a all seasons oil, something along those lines to protect it. You know, specifically if there's mites, you can spray it with a Mitex. You know, but there's all those types that you should be looking at. There's even an 8 for your houseplants. That's a non-organic. This is synthetic. But it's something you could spray, you know, do it on like a 4-season porch or a 3-season porch today when it's nice and warm out there, and then bring it in afterwards. Or if you're looking like that organic, again, you can use the insecticidal soap. That you can spray right inside. I mean, you can put that on fruit, vegetables. You just have to wash it off afterwards. So it's something to be thinking about. As I know, as we bring plants indoors, even in those first couple weeks, that's when you start to see some of these insects pop up. They could have been, you know, carrier on another plant and kind of popped on there. But something to really be thinking about at this time. Again, I like to do the 1-2 punch, if you will. It's the systemic houseplant insect control, the granular that mixes into the soil. And then using like an insecticidal soap or an all-seasons oil or a neem oil as a protective or anything that might be on there right now. If you're seeing those fungus gnats, you know, it's not just about putting that systemic control on. It's about getting rid of them at the same time. And by spraying with an all-seasons or that neem oil. You know, I like to do neem oil indoors because it does have some disease control. You know, it's a fungicide as well as a insecticide. So it's something that I really like. It's a double. You're getting a little bit more just as a protecting. You know, it's, you know, bringing plants indoors, you're obviously bringing the outside in on them. And this is something to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another thing to be thinking about with all this cold weather outside coming in is mice. You know, they're starting to come into the house, into the garage, that type of thing. Now, if you're tired of the mice moving into your home with you every fall, would you like to keep them from coming into your home? Do you dislike using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint, but mice hate it. Mouse Magic repels by smell and works as an irritant, which drives mice away. Just one throw pack per average size room and you're mouse-free for up to 2 months. Available in a 4-pack box or a 12-pack economy Ziploc bag. Bonide products are made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at these fine stores. You can find it at a Mahoney's Garden Center near you. West Lebanon Feed and Supply in West Lebanon, New Hampshire. A Campbell's True Value Agway in Central Maine. Or go to bonide.com to find a retailer near you. So it's definitely, something to be adding to that repertoire for the fall is bringing in that mouse magic, keeping those mice out. I know my father used it all the time to take care of it. Their house up in Maine was a ton of woods around them. It was behind their house was, or still is where an airplane beacon is. So it's federal land. So nobody can actually move on to those properties. So it's a big open field, but there's tons of woods all around it as it's, like I said, federal land. So they're, you know, perfect area for mice to be living in. So they always had them going into their shed. So especially if you have a shed and you're kind of closing it down for winter where you're putting all your lawnmowers, all those types of things, this is what you really need to do to help protect it. You know, mice are going to try and get some place where it could be warm, or if you put the mower away after using it now and they get near there, they see that, feel that warmth, you know, that might be something that they're going after. You know, if you're leaving potting soil or mulches or whatever inside there, that's what they're going to be looking to live in. So, you know, mouse magic is something to be putting in there to protect. It's definitely something to think about. And like I said, my father used to use it all the time and put it in the garage. And probably heard me say this a million times, but he put it right on the sit-down lawnmower, keep him away from that seat. You know, after having to replace it a couple times, he felt better of it. So, you know, that's where how we have done it, but it's definitely something to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, for those of you, if you're looking at our newsletter this week, we're starting to talk about some house plants a little bit more than we, you know, normally do at this time of year. We usually, well, during the season, we usually will put more outdoor plants, obviously. But we're moving inside where we're trying to think about keeping that indoors a little bit, you know, like the outdoors, having it have that nice feel like you're walking out onto a nice patio. So there's a bunch of plants on there this week. One of them's the corn plant. There was a jade on here. Dracaena is also on here. Aglaonema. The asparagus fern. I mean, there's a lot of different plants in here. One that that's always interesting to talk about is the snake plant. The mother-in-law's tongue, or Sansevieria. They all kind of go by that same name. It's got that sword-type foliage, if you will, where it's a nice outside edge of it. A lot of times this can be yellow. I've seen it in white as well, and then has some little bit of variegation on the leaf a little bit with like a green and a lighter green. Almost looks like you know, a little bit like a zebra, but not really that, you know, that color. So, you know, this is one, you know, it doesn't need a lot of, care, to be honest. You know, this is one that, you know, you don't have to do as much with. So we can talk a little bit about that. You know, talk about that a little bit later today. We have plenty of time here to be doing that. Again, like I said, there's also the jade plant. Crown of thorns is another one that's on here. So a lot of good plants if you're looking for some houseplants. And houseplants have become ever so popular because we're bringing the outside in, have that nice feel. They're also doing is they're creating a nice, they're taking, purifying some of the air. There's a lot of houseplants out there that will actually purify the air for you inside and help that clean up. The other thing, they want to have some of that humidity around them. So grouping your houseplants together in the house will actually help your plants survive even better. They just will feed off of each other. And I don't mean feed like fertilizer. I just mean feed off of the air around them, create their own little climate together, create that humidity that they're looking for, and keeping that moisture in the area. We can go a little bit more into detail that in the next couple weeks But everything I've read and everything I've learned is having some of these plants more grouped together will actually be better for the plants. It's almost like a support group, if you will, of plants all together, and they kind of work with each other to keep them both going. So something to be thinking about, you know, keeping your sunny plants together, your shady plants together, to keep them going. Again, it's, you know, you want to create the humidity. A lot of plants actually want that humidity on the inside. You know, is it by misting the foliage in the morning or something along those lines and helping get more of that humidity around? So that's something to be thinking about. So definitely in the next coming weeks, we can be talking about more indoor plants. Obviously, as we move on indoors, we're not worrying as much as the lawn, the plants out there. So definitely something to be talking about going forward. If you have questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Robin's in Pennsylvania.
Robin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I had a question about azaleas of mine. Some of them are fairly new, and I wanted to spray them with three things. I'm not sure if this is going to work. I wanted to spray them with insecticidal oil because in the spring it seems that certain azaleas, right before they're ready to bud, something attacks them and kills the bud. So that's one problem. And then the other two are just preventative, and that would be we wanted to spray with wilt proof and then deer off, and we're not sure the sequencing of all these three, when to do them.
Okay.
This fall.
Yeah, so what I would look to do is the insecticide, I'd wait until spring. When you spray any insecticide, a lot of them will have up to 8 weeks preventative. But the insects at this point have started to go dormant. We've had some colder nights. We've had a few of the frosts that have killed those insects that are there. So I wouldn't worry about it until early spring. Anything you do now is not going to hold over till spring. Unless you're really seeing something on the plant now, it's just not something I would do right now for the insecticide.
Okay.
Now, as far as the wilt proof, I'm 100% behind you in putting that on as soon as you can. It needs to just be above 40 degrees. Okay, you want it, you know, in that 40 to 60 range. You don't want it to be too hot, but I don't foresee us having any high 60s in a while. But you know, above 40 degrees is when you want to put that wilt proof on. Usually, you can let it sit for about. I like to let it sit for about 24 hours before I'm spraying anything else on it, like that deer off. Let it absorb into the plant itself. Almost so you don't even know it's there. The wilt proof usually dries within a couple hours, but again, I like to just help and let it sit a little bit more, so I'm not just spraying something right on top of it. I want that wilt proof to get absorbed the right way into the leaf to protect it. And that's why I'd wait about 24 hours before I put like a deer off or any other repellent. The thing you're going to have to remember when it comes to wilt proof or any antitranspirants that you put on the plants is you're going to have to spray them a second time, usually in about January or February, to get them through the entire winter. The wilt proof will only last about 2 to 3 months. If you calculate that, that's, you know, November, December, and January. The past few years, we've been getting a lot of snow in February and March. So the one good thing is, for some reason, it's like Mother Nature knows that we need a warm-up of a day or so to be spraying some of that wilt proof again. Usually towards the middle to end of January, we have like one day where it warms up again, gets into the 50s. So that's a great time to do it again. But like I said, wilt proof first, wait 24 hours, and then you can put that deer off that you're looking to spray to keep everything away for the year.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, you have a great one and good luck.
All right, thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, the wilt proof is something that you're going to need to spray twice, usually end of January, beginning of February, if you're doing it right now, just to keep it throughout the entire winter. Again, it'll last for 3 months, but if if you're in New England or close to New England, you know that for some reason we keep getting snow all the way into February, March, and hopefully not April, but sometimes April. So it's a multiple times spray just to really, really protect it. You know, it's the wilt proof. If you're spraying, you really only need it to dry for 2 to 3 hours. But in this case, I just want it to dry for 24 hours so that it really gets in there, does its job, and then spray that deer off afterwards. So we're going to go to a break on the 7 o'clock hour. More of your questions. You can talk more about houseplants, outdoor plants, anything you want to talk about. So give us a call at 855-660-4261.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.